us to trust the process of our true entitlement. Because what's going to surface is that which we've been without, without resources, without canvassing. And canvassing is like being able to reach our true self, to reach our highest claim. So what we're entitled to is, they're calling it a look-see, but it's a little bit like doing a research project where we're reviewing past material, past occurrence, where we need to, they're literally showing me a book where we're just ripping pages out. And we're not even doing it gently at this point. Like, I literally looked at this book and it was this gorgeous book, like leather bound and beautiful. And yet, like ripping pages out, because they're saying, as we testify to our truth, as here comes the energy, as we testify to our truth, as we testify to our true attainment, we're going to realize that in fact, we've been serving a false identity. We've been serving a false claim. And so we all sort of know this. We all sort of know there are like new paradigms, new energies, new offerings coming. And in our heart, it's like, sign me up, I'm all ready. And yet, there is this proxy, there's this, you know, like, what papers do I need to turn in? What signs, forms do I need to sign in order to begin anew? So what's coming through is for our development. It's for our hall pass. It's for our procession into our newest claim, into our newest reality, into our newest availability. And so when I said availability, I literally had the Justice card from Tarot. And now I have this beautiful crystal that is being offered to each of us for our true remembrance. So again, it's, we're opening up to our true self, to our true wisdom, to our true advanced nature. And so what we're entitled to, I'm back to the book, where we're releasing our old engagement, we're releasing our old opinions. Now this is very important, because the more that we can have like a loosened approach to all that we understand about self and others, the more that we have a loosened approach to all that we're witnessing, what is coming forth is like twists and turns. And when I say twists and turns, it's like disentangling. So imagine like you have cords, whatever, that are all tangled up. So we're untangle would be better. We're untangling those cords. We're untangling what has possessed us. So this would be the old fallacy. This would be the egoic state. And so as we untie those knots, as we bring forth truth, as we allow truth to be seen and heard from our highest vision, we have opportunity to rest a new broadcast. Now that's very important, because the more that we understand that everything is coming forth for our profitability, for our new engagement, for our new place of residence. So I literally have us like on this cliff, on this mountain range, where we're going higher and higher and higher. So the more that we can allow everything to surface, that's going to address our highest needs. So in English, you don't always need it to be the easy, perfect day. It can be anything it wants to be, because the important objective of the day is the merging with truth. Seeing the false claims, seeing the false witnessing, seeing the false prejudice towards self, towards others, and when it's to others, it's back to self, and relieving ourselves of the old dogma, of the old restriction. And when I said old restriction, I literally had like a gown being loosened. So again, we're receiving our new endowment with wealth and relieving our past attainment, our past structure, our past standby. So in English, it's consciousness. the energy that's coming through is so, excuse me, I almost wanted to say enormous. I don't know how else to explain this. In other words, it's a heavy endowment, and the energy is supporting new extension. Now, when I say new extension, I don't mean just like, oh, we'll do a little tweaking here and a little, you know, shaving off over there. I really mean like altering your paradigm. So those that are listening, those that have been invited, when I say invited, you want to remember it's your higher self that calls you to order. It's your higher self that it's like, okay, this is for you. So when you show up at these gatherings, it's because you're ready to proceed. You're ready to advance. You're ready to spring forward. So as you will allow that, as you will allow that orchestration, as you will allow that assembling in good merriment, in other words, to enjoy the provisions, to enjoy the increase. Now that means that you may get stumbled, you may get stopped, you may get blocked, you may get frustrated all along the way. To enjoy the increase, it's very important that we have that sense of joining, that sense that everything, every moment, everything that comes up, that it's coming up for our good. It's coming up to bring us to a new station. It's coming to bring us to higher provisions. It's coming to wash away the old resentment, the old energy exchange. Because remember, when we're tethered to the past with strong emotions, with resentments, whatever it is, that's what we're creating out of. So when we're still creating out of, they're saying like the bathwater of our linear past association, when we're still buying into it, when we're still attached to it, when we're still tethered to it, well, we can only stretch so far because we're still holding on. So we can remember that and receive the gift of elasticity. So the gift of, like, I literally see like my fingers being pried off a door handle, like to let go. So when something goes adrift and you suddenly feel out of sorts and it's like, oh, that's because I'm still holding that fear. That's because I'm still holding that resentment. This is where we're being given extra leverage to sort that sort of stuff out. So instead of just plowing through, instead of being like, oh, well, you know, he said, she said, or kind of trying to blame consciousness out there, we're entitled to a hall pass. We're entitled to a new perspective. We're entitled to a change of position. Now, in order to bring forth that entitlement, it's for us to be responsible for our own involvement. So in English, to realize you're reviewing your own consciousness. There's no outer there that's creating the problem. You're reviewing your own consciousness and simultaneously, excuse me, relieving yourself of the old beliefs, of the old energies, of the old attachments, of the old provisions. So whatever comes our way, as we will join hands, remember we signed up, as we will join hands with our higher perspective, with our new advantage, with our higher self that is guiding us through the promised land, that is teaching us how to let go, how to serve the light. So if you can remember my hands, and again, I'm just mirroring everything that we're all doing together. It was like, they literally had to pry my hand, my fingers, like one by one by one. Because this is how tightly we grasp to the old story. Whatever it is, it's unconscious, but we're holding on for dear life because we think that's what keeps us sane. That's what keeps us together. That's what solves our riddle. That's who we are. It keeps us in our proper station. We can know who we are. What we're receiving is justified advancement. So to claim that, it's being willing, Knight of Pentacles, does it get better than that? It's being willing to learn. It's being willing not to know. It's being willing to be shown. It's being willing to trust. Be willing to proceed. Be willing to be wrong about everything and anything in a moment's glance. So as we open up to this entitlement, as we open up to this preview, as we open up to these grand riches of fulfillment, we're lifted up to higher station. We're lifted up to higher union. So each of us, when I tune into each of us are graduating in record time. So what I mean by that is I'm literally like watching you climb these stairs. And it's like you're taking them two by two, two by two. The energy coming through me right now is just, oh my gosh, it's quite substantial. So this is the point. The reason they want me to explain this, the reason it's substantial is we're ready to proceed. We're ready no longer to believe in the linear. You know, they're showing me like believing in the flat earth. We're ready to begin again. We're ready to be nomads, traveling onward, leaving the old stations, leaving duality, leaving all that we believed about ourselves, because each of us are learning our truth. So to learn our truth means we need to release that which was untrue. So if we can remember, we're all in different stages of still aligning and believing in ego, aligning, believing in who we thought ourselves to be, and adjusting that affordability of passage. So the more that we allow ourselves to proceed with liberal pleasure, the more we allow that increase, the more we allow that advancement, the more we get ready really to be a student of the day. They're showing me the manifest card. So if we think we know, if we think we know right from wrong, obviously I'm right, they're wrong. What else? What else do I need to know? When we're willing really to be taught by our higher self, spirit, Holy Spirit, whatever words, when we're willing to be led, we assume a position of privilege. We assume a position of upright status because we are guided in each moment to victory. What we're healing, what we're attending to is our own consciousness. And so for each of us, it's going to look different because we've all gotten ourselves into all kinds of like tangled webs. And so we are adjusting, correcting, abiding, residing with truth by and by. So by and by is like this active process. It's not just, wow, that was a good lesson, or wow, that really helped. It's realizing by and by. Now that means staying present, being in the flow, opening up to all circumstances with love for all to witness. Because the more that we offer love, the faster we enter the kingdom, the faster we enter our own abiding, our own understanding, our own truth. So we're being shown, in essence, where we have not been loving and kind to self. And sometimes we'll notice that quite easily. And sometimes it's going to be entangled in the projections, in the interactions we have with what we term outside society, relationships. So the energies that are coming forth for our renewal. They keep showing me the Knight of Pentacles. I don't know that I'll ever leave. I don't know that I'll ever leave because this is it. This is it. It's the opportunity. They're saying it's the opportunity to gain a lifetime. In other words, how do I explain this? Oh my gosh, I'm just going to step out for a second because it's just so clear. It's sort of like that show Jeopardy where you get so many points, but then like the end round, you get three times that many points for that last question. That's the kind of energy we're now working with. So again, we are holding that they're saying excess apparel. In other words, we're holding that ability due to our advanced consent. Now, what that means is we've all shown up ready to be used by Spirit, ready to be supported, ready to serve, understanding that how we serve is to serve our own advancement. Not advancement in terms of, okay, you know, how can I fulfill my ego, but advancement in terms of coming back to our own center, coming back to our own divine wisdom, coming back to our own wholeness. Because as we serve that, we turn on our own response system, we turn on our own light, we become love incarnate. And from that fountain of love, from that fountain of light, we serve all, because only love heals. And so what we're doing is learning and remembering where we tied those knots and denied ourselves love. So again, this is the reason they kept showing these like imagery of the gowns loosening and the costumes, like all these imagery or like things getting untangled, to show that we are, they're saying rightful and prosperous, that we are being supported, we are being, God, what is that word? It's, oh gosh, how do I put this in English? It's like a portal. It's like a portal of energy where the portals open. And as we recognize our entitlement, these energies start signaling our advancement. Like, in other words, it starts feeling attractive. You start resonating and feeling without understanding in the intellect what's occurring. It's almost like you just can't help yourself. You just can't help yourself. You just can't help but start responding to the coursework of love, because it's calling your name. It's like a soul contract. It's soul retrieval. You're feeling your soul. And just the way when you fall in love, it feels so good to be with that other party, because you feel yourself. You're falling in love with yourself. You're not really falling in love with someone else. You're falling in love with that unconditional space of love. And so that's in essence what's occurring, is day by day, by and by, we're at last coming home to source, to our own wealth, to our own united allowance. So as we receive these energies, as we receive these offerings, they're asking us to commit to our freedom. Freedom means freedom from past beliefs, past engagements, past places of inference when you cut yourself off from your own acquittal, from your own innocence, from your own supply with source. So as we will come to agreement, as we will come to a space of rightful consent, it's like the storehouse is open. I can't even explain. There's this energy that's just vibrating. It almost looks like a rainbow. You think of a rainbow just like covering the horizon, but it's just energy. It's just energy. And it's pulsating. So every time my hands go back and forth, it's like it's pulsating, inviting us to remember. Inviting us to remember. The best way to explain this, so when you think about, when you think of, you know, it's like when God calls you home, it's like nothing else matters. You know, if you listen to Yogananda, that's how it feels. The pulsation of this energy, it's just love. And when you are one with that resource, truly nothing else matters. Truly. Because you're home, you come home to your own acquaintance. You recognize your own self. So that's what they're saying this ticket home is about, is coming home to your own true self. Because as you will allow that entitlement, you welcome everyone else by and by. Because they will tune into your own freedom and they will say, yes, more of that, please. I think Abraham says that, more of that, please. So that's what we're doing. We're recognizing ourselves and saying, more of that, please. More of that. More of that. So as we seal this activation, they're asking us to receive this in our truest claim. So that means to allow all opportunities, all provisions to be received. Now this goes for all aspects of what you would term your life. So your, like they're saying, like your mental drives, your beliefs, attitudes, prosperity, physical, because it's all the same. It's all the same. We're the ones that kind of divvy it up. So again, the more that we open up our storehouse, there I got confirmation, the more that we open up all of our chambers and allow our higher self to proceed, allow our higher self to be in charge, to come upon us, to show us what needs releasing, what needs forgiving. Because again, that place of ourselves that's beyond the linear, there goes the confirmation, knows all. And so what we're learning how to do is to release our fears, our control, our wanting to be in charge, wanting to know, needing to be right, and allowing the blessings, allowing the grace. Knowing that as we claim this victory for all to learn from our advanced status, from all to learn from the energy that we're demonstrating. So as we will receive this, they're asking us to receive an advanced promotion. In other words, to permit yourself to go first. That means you're no longer going to be playing the game of limitation. You may no longer speak language that others understand or come into agreement with old passages, old paradigms. In English, it may mean that you start to stand out or step out and allow that to be. Allow yourself freedom and privilege to proceed, to come into union with your divine self in all ways, to allow the gifts that are afforded to you in this incarnation to be readily endowed, to be readily entitled, to recognize that in truth they are already here as you will establish yourself to be ready. And what they mean by that is some of us are like holding back. It's almost like a little bit of a perfectionism, like, oh, I'm not ready. I got to do this first. I got to do that first. What if you just, they're saying, like, what if you just show up as is? What if you just show up as is? It's sort of like, you know, our guides know everything anyway. It's not like they don't know. They know it still needs healing. So it's not like you're really hiding anything anyway. I just felt someone shift with that. The more that we give ourselves privilege, permission to show up as is, we're not waiting on acceptance from our higher self. We're waiting on our own acceptance. We're only holding back from ourselves, in other words. Show up as is and allow yourself to receive. They're asking us to just be in this place of power. There are a couple of us, they're showing me the sacrifice card. There are a couple of us that are still singing that tune of sacrificing for others and still denying ourselves. We'll stay up all night long serving someone else. What we're learning how to do is to serve ourselves. And to see it not as selfish, but self-serving. In other words, bringing forth the atonement, bringing forth the correction for the one Christ self. Gosh, I don't know what it is. It's some kind of, I don't want to call it abuse, but it was just what you experienced with the egoic script, where what would be perfectly normal to someone else, you still see as being inappropriate. And it's actually the correction. It's God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The more you receive the Christ energies, the faster you will bring heaven to earth for you and all to receive. It's a very important statement. There are like three people that are standing out that need to receive that. Remember, guilt is of the ego. It's just the belief that we separated, that separation is real. However it played out in your own journey, really see it as energies of the separation. And so as you will relieve yourself of that impoverished thinking and give it to spirit, angels, and permit yourself, take some symbol right now. I just had this like golden bowl. And in that golden bowl is this like gold nectar that you're receiving now. Have some kind of symbol or imagery that now permits your entitlement. Be the lady of the lake, whatever comes to your awareness. Claim that now so that you can use that symbol by and by in moments of strife, moments of grief. They're showing me the sun card. There's a healing, a very important healing that's being transferred to you now. To allow yourself to be one with your power. It's not your power, it's God's power, it's spirit. To be willing to align with that. And they want to make a remark on my words when I said your power. They're saying that's the issue. Because it's uncomfortable to be in power, you're without your spirit is the problem. So the correction, again, you've got your symbol. It's got confirmation over here. You have your symbol. I've got like this bowl with gold nectar. It could be Lady of the Lake, whatever symbol. And permitting yourself to have an even exchange with the Christ energies. Permitting you to have, receive Christ energies. And let us all receive that now. Don't worry about how it comes. Know whatever you're receiving, whatever imagery is perfect. If it's just a feeling, it's perfect. If it's just a wish, it's perfect. Allow there to be no error. Allow what you receive, how you receive spirit, to be exactly what is needed. They're asking us to just receive that just for another moment. So it is. Thank you, everybody, so much for showing up, for stepping forth, for claiming your divinity. There is ongoing support when these attunements step forth. They work with us in the ongoing hours. So allow yourself to receive that golden light. Allow yourself to receive the golden nectar. Allow yourself to receive, just got download, the Christ energies. Allow yourselves to be steward of the Christ energies of love. Allow yourself the gift of being shown where you have trespassed against self in denying your own presence of love, your truth, your soul. So thank you all for coming. I'm going to slow down the free attunements just a little bit while I attend to some other needed practices. So the next free attunement will be Friday at 7 p.m. Tomorrow we have the channeling group at 12, where it's the attunement in the beginning and then questions and answers after. It's a normal donation. However, if that is a concern at all, private message me, email me, because everyone that is asking for assistance, they want to make sure you do receive it. And other than that, so much love to all. You're in my heart always, always, always. And just so you know, there is prayer support. We do some overlaying of praying and supporting with white light for all that are part of this community. So if you ever feel like I'm walking around in your kitchen or something, that's why. That's why. You come under the umbrella of this community. So thank you again. I will put the attunement.